Welcome to Paradigm Shifters. Our guest today is going to shift your paradigm in a wonderful way. Tarek Beebe has been bringing, I think you say Tarek or Tarek? How do you say that?
Tarek.
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 And
yeah,
you're bringing a lot of people up to being able to create money, even if they're in a position of giving. And you know how many of us kind of, what is it? We give a lot and we sometimes don't attract back wealth. So I noticed that you're an energy person, you're a hypnotherapist, your energy is amazing when I watch your YouTubes, and that really lifted me a lot a few minutes ago. And I just thought, how exciting for you to share with our listeners how you got to this point. Where do you get that kind of energy? How does it all work? And is manifesting money the only thing you do? Is that enough questions to start with?
That's fun too. Thank you. thanks for having me on your show, and I'm just excited to share and connect and have fun. So
me too. Well, tell us who you are first. We need a little background.
Sure. I was born as Tarek Beebe. Tarek is an Arabic name that means the brightest star that shines the path. And I feel like I'm living up to my name. Born in Jordan, left Jordan when I was a kid. My dad's from Lebanon. My mom's from Syria. So definitely, incarnated into a culture of, you know, a deep history and, you know, like beautiful culture, but also a lot of heaviness. And then grew up in Dubai, left Dubai when I was 17, went to Canada. Now I'm here in Australia. I travel a lot. Grew up very sensitive, very empath. And I'm out here in the country, so you'll hear all sorts of wild birds and just cows around.
Australian birds, Australian cows. I love it, don't you?
Yes. Definitely.
So you were a very, very sensitive little boy, huh?
Like, very sensitive. Like, even my mom, who's very sensitive, would tell me I'm way too sensitive. And even for women, standards, I still am super empathic. And, I'm what people call an indigo. Super empathic. I can feel other people's like core issues in like a few seconds of connecting with them, whether it's on the phone, whether it's in person. And I just felt very different. I mean, I clearly had an awareness of being somewhere before here, because I was very confused why there was a lot of chaos. I was very shocked to see that there wasn't the love that I was used to. I felt the density of where I grew up, the heaviness of, you know, Dubai, and just all the race. Just, I can almost pick up like the ancestral heaviness that everyone brought.
Wow.
To that place. And a school was a nightmare. I was like, what are we doing here? This isn't real learning. I kind of withdrew from people and connected more to nature. And, you know, if we had a cat or a dog, you know, just anything to do with nature and pets, you know, that to me, the connection and communication there. Cool. So we've got a message from the crows.
And crows are so darned intelligent, aren't they?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And held very sacred to a lot of cultures as well.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
I feel like I'm an old soul. I've done a lot of past life regressions, and it's like, you know, part of a lot of native cultures in the past, and ancient Egypt was there, Atlantis was there. And, you know, it seems like there's a theme of wanting to help people in a lot of those through initiations and through healing and being a doctor in one lifetime in England. And so just, I feel helping people comes very natural to me. And as an indigo, like as a certain consciousness coming here, like knowing our potential, wanting to share inspiration and activations with people just to remind them of what they can do. And I think part of the deal was to go through some darkness. So growing up, I just really felt I was in hell, and I just experienced a lot of trauma growing up, just a lot of put downs, a lot of verbal, you know, just made to feel really, really small and told I was stupid and I'll always be a failure and
wow.
I'm an idiot and, you know, just treated like crap pretty much. And then crying almost every day and not feeling safe. And then, you know, at 17, just feeling all of that was being built up and I just didn't know what to do with it. So I drank a lot of alcohol and did a lot of drugs and got into a lot of fights and arrests. And
that's when you were still with your family, yeah. though, right?
Yeah, I was with my family. And then at one point, it just got so bad. I thought I was going to die from a heart attack. And after that, I just quit smoking, became a vegetarian, started loving myself more and forgave those that I felt have wronged me. And that's led me to a path of healing and self-love and started reading everything I can get my hands on about spirituality, about manifestation, about abundance, attraction. Yeah, I've been blessing it forward ever since. I've been sharing the forgiveness process with almost every person I connect with in a session. And I've developed something that's being called one of the most powerful healing modalities in the world by a lot of veterans who have been doing healing work for 30, 40 years in this lifetime, at least. And for some reason, they've tried everything out there. And when they experience the infinity healing process that I've created, they feel that's giving them the results they've been looking for.
Is that just a strictly energetic process?
It's strictly energetic. So it's me talking and facilitating mm-hmm. and source energy doing the rest of the work.
That's wonderful. I'm just curious. Yeah. This is just a fun question. But you go to different parts of the world. Do you feel like you're actually weaving a deeper kind of a relationship to all the various ancestral links in all these different places, like to understand the mass consciousness?
That's such a great question. And I really feel like I've really surrendered to a higher intelligence and it chose healing for me. I also do a lot of conscious rap music. So I integrate a lot of healing into my rap songs. Mm. We did one dedicated to the goddess, dedicated to women the other day. I feel that's a great way of reaching the youth and reaching children. And through the healing work that I do, and I do mentoring and healing with younger indigos and crystal children. Mm-hmm. But I really feel, and we're working on a free online school for the new children as well.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah. 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 Thanks. So I feel between the music, the messages in the music, the healing work and the mentoring and then the online school, like I feel those are the key areas I'm here to help with. But I really feel as well like certain places choose me, like Brazil chose me at one point and there's really powerful energies there and a great consciousness there. And then Australia chose me more recently and you know, it's just
how do you notice when it chooses you? You just get an energy pull, a huge attraction.
Yeah, I mean, great question. The first book I ever really read was Celestine Prophecy.
Oh,
have you read it?
Yes, oh yes, it's
yeah,
wonderful.
Of course, right, James
Many
Redfield.
Years
yeah,
ago, yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. So just the concept of synchronicity changed my whole life, and I just pay attention to synchronicities and. When I was in Toronto, like every day, so there would be something to do with Australia, which isn't common for me. And so it just reached the point where there were like three Australian synchronicities in one day. And I was like, okay, I get
okay,
it.
I'm
coming.
Now, do you like it there? Is it wonderful?
I love it. It feels like a unadvertised Hawaii. Like
wow.
It just feels like the land here is really sacred. The Aboriginal or the original people here just have such a strong connection and so much wisdom to share. Just the other day, I learned that they were teaching the light body activation, which my research has showed me is the next thing that I need to focus on in terms of liberating us from this matrix existence, from this like I don't know, like archonic presence of dark energies on this planet, like to liberate ourselves from that once and for all the light workers and healers out there.
I want that so much, I can't even tell you, Tarek.
Yeah, that's, mm-hmm. yeah, the light, that's it. And
because
and
I've been told, I guess, and I think mm-hmm. you have too, that this is the time in history where we can actually do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and sometimes I get so frustrated because I feel like, well, how do we do it? So my prayer every morning is, how can I be of service? And recently the intentions have been more specific where I'm like, okay, you know, what information do I need to know in order to do what I'm here to do? And just give me that information, because there's an abundance of information. And I started to get overwhelmed mm-hmm. and I just honed it back into, okay, what am I here to be and do? And just give me, that's it. You know, just give me that information. Mm-hmm. And, so the question is, how do we all become liberated? How do we become free?
Well, let me say something, because you said a while back that you do forgiveness with every single client. And isn't forgiveness one of the key issues for liberation?
It is. It's a huge issue. I mean, yeah, it's definitely
like
a
releasing
key core
karma
issue.
Or whatever, mm-hmm. at any level, right?
100%. I mean, that's another one. So I would say freedom from our, because a lot of us are still in victim mode, mm-hmm. and to be free of being, and I was in a victim mode for half my life, just blaming and being angry, and forgiveness freed me from that. But it also frees you from your karma. But then you have, we have our like past life karma, mm-hmm. Or this life karma, and you're right, forgiveness can break that. Mm-hmm. We also need to free ourselves from agreements we might have done. A lot of people in between lives say, okay, I'll take this on, I'll take that on. And that's creating a lot of problems that don't need to be there. So we can free ourselves from our agreements that no longer serve our highest good. We can also heal our ancestral karma, because whatever our ancestors did, we're kind of, we took that on at birth. And there's also like, to take our power back from anything we might have given it to. So there's a lot of unconscious giving our power away.
Like to religions or
religion,
hierarchies of any kind, eh?
Totally.
Or
totally.
Ego, maybe?
Anything and everything. Mm-hmm. We're really giving our power away to so much. And then declaring, I am a sovereign being, I am a sovereign being, I am a sovereign being. And then this new step, which is a lot of us kind of feel like we go up, we go down, we take a step forward, two steps back. And it's part of a trap. It's part of a spiritual trap. And to just really activate our light body will allow us not to constantly have to like get affected by dark energies and get depleted and, you know, attract weird situations and psychic attacks and all that stuff. It's like, that's it. We activate our light body and now we can continuously move forward and upward instead of the old way of like up and down, up and down, up and down.
Well, it's really interesting you say that, because it's one of my fascinations right now, but also if enough of us do it, we can really lift a ton of humanity, right? Or animals,
yes,
too.
Yeah, 100%. Totally. Mm-hmm. We're all in this together. We're all connected. And yeah, I mean, it's so obvious. Like the call is loud and clear. Like step up and play your role. Mm-hmm. And we're all called to do that.
Do you think it requires being true to yourself partially?
Yeah, I feel it all starts with ourselves, and we have to be honest with ourselves. A lot of us are trying to change the world, but we're not dealing with our own crap. Mm-hmm. So it starts with us. And then there's another flip side to that, where a lot of people feel like, hey, I'm not ready to help others because I still have crap to work on. Well, guess what? That crap never ends. And, you know, that's another trap of feeling like we have to constantly work on ourselves. But as long as you've taken even like 2-3 steps forward, there's thousands of people out there that haven't taken the steps you have. So you don't have to be perfect to help people. You can help them with what you've done so far. And a lot of people are great at helping others with the areas they're terrible at. So there's another trap with that where they say, how can I help people if I'm not there yet? But in helping people, we help ourselves. Like I was helping people when I was broke on welfare, and then I broke out of that and, you know, went into six figures. So
did you feel when you were broke on welfare that it was your duty just to keep helping people and then you could forgive yourself better? Because I think there's some of that in all of us, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it really, I mean, forgiving myself and forgiving those core things, that's how it started for me. And I feel like every person we attract helps us. It's just a mirror for us to, like, really help ourselves. And I just ask the universe, who am I here to help? And those people come, and it's mostly spiritual women, and it's mostly money blocks and relationship blocks and life purpose issues.
And what about, the whole world is changing. So, for example, I was hearing some reports that there are not going to be long-term jobs for people. Pretty soon people have to be innovative, they have to be entrepreneurial, and so on. And how you're speaking, I'm feeling like you're pulling people into their own integrity in such a way that they could, create their own work, their own path, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you can look at that as a bad thing and a scary thing, or you can look at it as, okay, great. You know, these guys are indirectly pushing us into a direction of doing things that obviously robots can't do. So, I mean, the other day I saw a video where they created a robot that takes the job of a priest. So if you have confessions and stuff, it was kind of creepy, but I feel like, okay, maybe that's a push to help us do the things that we've been feeling called to do. And there's only one of you in the world, and there's beautiful gifts that we have to share. There, can you imagine that?
I was just thinking, you could help the Pope, who I think is wonderful, actually, get his light body going, because we need to be released from the cords of religion too. You know, I'm going, okay, well, let's elevate some of these leaders, and because then, you know what I'm saying, you made me laugh.
100%. I mean, I've played with that, and sometimes I feel some people are so in the dark that if you send them love, like, it doesn't do anything. And a lot of good-hearted people have this thing where they go, oh, let me send love to bad people. But like, a lot of people who are lost and in darkness, like, it's like, I think, yeah, we can send them love, but it's so tricky. It's like, there's a bigger picture.
It might just drain
us
all, do you think?
I mean, when we're doing it from a place of infinite love, like, I don't think it'll drain us, but it's deep. I think we have to, like, think outside of that paradigm a little bit more to, like, so one of my prayers every morning is, like, please send all the, you know, lost dark energies, like, back to their home, close all the portals, because there are a lot of portals that have opened up. You know, there's the demonic possession is at all-time high. It's never been so high.
Okay.
So just send these energies that are not bad, but they're just lost and they just want to go home. They're not in their element, they're not in their home space, so they came from another dimension. So send these beings back home, close all the portals, and yeah, just let everyone activate and shine
their
love. I like
that prayer. So this is a prayer you do.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's more than just sending love to those who need it. And also, if we ever feel like, karma will get bad people, it's not true, because, you know, all the stuff that was happening at Standing Rock, these, you know, big corporate evil people that we like to see them that way aren't doing any of this stuff. It's just regular people. Like, it's our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our sons, our daughters. We're the ones who are in banks, you know, kind of tricking people into paying high interest. We're the ones who are telling our kids to go to universities where they pay thousands and thousands of dollars that get them stuck from the start into owing. And you know, we're the ones doing these things. We're the ones putting our kids in schools that, like, condition their minds. You know, we're the ones who watch television. We're the ones who pay taxes. We're the ones who vote for, like, we're the ones who go to war, you know, like, soldiers aren't these evil corporate people. It's and so a lot of us have to remember that we're the ones perpetuating the reality that we're trying to fight. Like, it's us who are doing it. The enemy isn't them, it's us. We're the enemy. So just realizing that, realizing that a lot of us feel like, okay, they do bad, they're going to get what's coming. And it's like, no, like,
oh, I understand.
We're the ones doing it. Yeah.
It's kind of like a great big checkerboard or something. We have to raise our mosaic. We just have to work. People say to me, it's not all about you, you know. I go, well, actually it is, isn't it? Because if we don't do our own, right, we can't point a hand out there. We can't fall prey to them. Well, let me see. Where and this is kind of political, I guess. Where do you see it all going? Do you see that this... the portal stuff, the darker energies and stuff, and I often fret over the media because I think that's a mind controlling kind of thing right now. And I just feel like it's either splitting the world. Is it splitting, or are we all gonna go? You know what I'm saying? Is like, oh, just as the light activated beings will just separate like cream out of
I mean, there's a lot of purposeful, what do you call it, like mind control propaganda or misinformation and spiritual new age information. And, you know, things like, you know, forget those people who are suffering, like they deserve it because they're thinking negative. And it creates this whole like we're in our bubbles. It's another divide and conquer. But but I really feel on some level there is a truth of, it does seem like a lot of us who are vibrating on a certain frequency, on a love-based frequency, are experiencing like heaven on earth, and it's available to everyone. And so if you're thinking, you're in your heart space, you're putting out good, you can experience good, you're going to live in harmony with nature. And if you've bought into, you know, if you're listening to the, you know, all the weird subliminals in music now, if you're listening to the radio, like, careful, it's got a lot of subliminals. Movies have a lot of subliminals. You know, every movie you watch now, there's like killing, raping, and like just dark stuff. And this, it's getting very like satanic, not just like dark, it's getting satanic. The Satanists of the world are blatantly in our faces saying, yes, this is who we are. Like, we run stuff and we're not afraid to show it. That's how confident they've gotten, because they feel like they've got everyone under mind control. So it's like, you can live in that reality, will create one of fear, and you know, a lot of bad things start happening to you.
Well, many are living in fear right now.
And I feel like we're coexisting with them, and it's almost like two people but two different realities. And it's like,
Separate worlds.
That's a good question. Like, how do you invite someone like that into, you know, I know someone in my family is always afraid, and, you know, telling them not to be afraid isn't enough, but I think we can lead by example. We can be the ripple effect for our communities, and just by living in love and sharing, it might inspire. Like, I remember preaching about eating healthier to my family, and as soon as I pulled back and stopped sharing, I realized that they would just naturally implement things that would make them healthier without me saying a word, just by them observing my energy levels and being aware that I'm eating healthy. It inspired them to do that.
And seeing changes in you and experiencing changes in you, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Talk about, I like that subject, but I want to talk about young people. These kids growing up, when you talk about the dark and the media and the subliminals and so on, a lot of us grandmothers, I'm a grandmother, I have a 12-year-old grandson, and so does my good friend that I'm sharing a house with right now. And our thing is, what do we do about video games? What do we do about all the war games? Some of the stuff I read goes, we have come from a war consciousness, but we can get out of it. But if these children are trapped in it, I think that it's really... add some drugs or whatever else is going on. You got any ideas? You've been around it. You're a lot younger than I am, I gather. But it's not about youth or whether I'm older or not. I just look at these young kids and go, oh my gosh, how do we help them?
Yeah, it's tricky because things have been set up to make video games really popular, and then when you like TV's popular, and games are popular, and when you go to them, there's a very small percentage of those games and movies that are actually inspiring and motivating and positive. Just recently, I felt like reconnecting with my inner teenager, and it was my birthday like a few months ago, so I bought myself like a nice electric bicycle and electric scooter, and I'm about to buy like a PlayStation,
Oh, you are?
like
You're going to
just to
get
like
back in the games?
get back into them. Yeah, but there are games that I feel are more like adventure games, and as opposed to like killing games. And I remember thinking, oh my God, if I buy that, like, will there even be a single game that I can play that doesn't involve me killing? Because even till now, if I see someone getting killed on the screen, I actually cover, I close my eyes. I don't want to put that into my mind, because our subconscious doesn't see the difference between something that's real and that's fake. It sees that all as real. So imagine in one movie sitting, how many deaths happen, and there's hundreds of killing scenes in a video game, and your mind perceives that as you killing someone. So like imagine how we can process that. So there's that's really bad. Like, it's tricky because you don't want to be the person, you don't want to be the parent that says like, don't do any of this stuff, because
No.
it might make the kid just want to do it even more. But I think just sharing stuff like that, like, hey, did you know that by, or like, how do you feel after playing that game? Like, do you feel better? Do you feel worse? Like, how do you feel after eating certain foods? Like, hey, did you know? Like, just sharing awareness. Like, I feel like we need to have, like, we need our teachers and parents to like share awareness of the effects of these things, and maybe have that be part of the curriculum. Like asking the kids, like, what are the effects of watching violence on TV? And
I think that's a really good idea. Yeah,
like
and
let that be a science project. Like, do a study and find out, like, ask the kids to do a study and find out the facts of how TV affects us, and and let them research it, and then they'll come up with a conclusion with the results. And then now that all the kids are aware of the facts that they've found out, then they can decide if they want to do it or not. But there's that, and then there's also something I noticed, even though they're playing these games where they're like killing millions of people in like a few hours, they're also there's such a beautiful, like, anything is possible attitude. A lot of them, I feel, are more concerned about doing things that they really love as opposed to, things just for money.
Yeah,
So the
that's
you
true.
can feel there's more heart to heart, there's more emotional expression, there's more. There's
Permission to
even
be
like a
themselves in a way.
permission to be themselves, and yeah, it's very much about that, I feel, and identity. Like, this is who I am, and their creativity and their unique perspective in life, and they also have a bit better prosperity consciousness, I feel. I feel like there's definitely shifts just that are naturally happening, but there's also stuff happening like that's gonna negatively influence them.
So I've got two things I want to ask you. One is, do you see things? Do you perceive things? Do you feel them? How do you relate to people? Because you have such a wealth of wisdom when you're experiencing people.
Yeah, I mean, I worked at a youth shelter for a year, so I really was able to tune into a certain to youth and just really get to know what their troubles are and what their experiences are, and also see all the beautiful. I was able to see an evolution from where I was at that age. I was able to see, oh wow, this is what's coming through. That's beautiful. So I do a lot of
You mean they're
one-on-one.
closer to their heart? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I mean, I still do one-on-one mentoring and healing coaching. Thank you so much.
For young
My
people?
friends, For youth and crystal children. So sometimes it's like 6, 7 year old
Oh,
kids
wow.
who are really sensitive and empathic and just beautiful hearts, but they also go through their traumas. So I feel like just having someone who's been through it, just reach out and just let them know they're okay, and just help them with a core thing right off the bat would just make a huge difference. But yeah, they definitely have huge hearts, beautiful hearts,
And
very forgiving.
you could sense their congestions, can you?
Yeah, you know, it's so tricky when a kid grows up in similar situations to a lot of us, where they know they're different, but they feel something's wrong with them because everyone else seems like they're, it feels like everyone's a certain way, and then they're there and they feel like something must be wrong with them because they're different.
Well, there's
So
another
just
aspect too, because I know three boys around the same age, and they're all saying, nobody likes me, and they think I'm weird, right? And they get really depressed, and I don't know quite how to help them. But I'll tell you, I did listen to your rap. One of the rap ones is the one that a mutual friend sent me, and it was very, very powerful. And I wanted to play it for these kids because it had so much both sensitivity and interest. And there's another one about lost boys, I think. And
Lost Boys, yeah, that one was completely written for kids.
oh, yeah. Well, both of them I thought were pretty good because these kids are into tougher kind of even rock than you want necessarily, but there's a lot of messages in there. I really enjoyed that. As a matter of fact, I think at the end of this interview, I'm going to put one of your songs up if you let me trail out
thanks.
With that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah. And so are you a musician as well? I mean, have you been a musician?
Yeah. Yeah. So ever since grade 10, I mean, I'm 35 years young now, but ever since grade 10, I've been writing rap songs, and I'm really, really good at writing words that connect with my audience. And so, you know, sharing a message, sharing wisdom, and just with empathy, like empathy comes naturally to me. So what's more powerful than listening to a song that helps you feel like, wow, this person gets me, and they're sharing my story, which isn't being played on the radio. Like, you know, when was the last time you heard a song that was completely written for a light worker, a healer, an old soul, right? Like for I mean, women, you're hearing more of it, but it's kind of easy for someone to tell an artist, hey, you know, there's a lot of women that love you, write a song for women. And it's like, oh, you're so beautiful. And then all the women are like, oh, I love this song. But like to actually write one for like empathic women and like old souls, like, I don't know. And then for kids who are sensitive, like I really feel kids gravitate towards music, like they're listening to music for inspiration and for healing, and so to use that in a way is such a blessing, because I feel like music reaches so many people
well
worldwide.
Here's what happens when I was watching this YouTube of your of the rap one, both of them, but actually the rap one, and I could feel the energies moving. I thought, wow, this is, the kids will feel it and move out of their own congestions to a degree. I mean, maybe just hits of it, I don't know. But that's, you've got a real gift there. You're pretty amazing.
Thank
about
you.
That. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I've had a psychic tell me that my healing doesn't come through my hands, it comes through my voice. And I totally get that now. And it
comes from
I
your heart, too.
From my heart, yeah. From my heart through my voice, I guess. Mm-hmm. And from my heart, yeah. I can't remember what was the last feedback I got, but someone said something and I got really emotional, but just beautiful feedback. Like this one lady said her kid's on a medication because of his special needs or like his ADHD or something. And when he listens, he keeps playing one of my songs on repeat. And the more he listens to it, the more he gets calm, like the calmer he gets, the less he needs his medication, and he actually is reducing his dosage because of the music. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then someone recently just told me like they've been like suicidal. They listen to my music. It's helping them like push through. And like, I'm slowly starting to see how powerful music is and how powerful the music that I create is. And it makes sense to me. Like I don't treat it just as me writing a rap song. I go in and I sage the room, and we set an intention before it, and we set an intention to reach the person who's listening to it. And
well, I'm not crazy about rap, but I was absolutely transfixed. Thank you very much. And and I know a lot of young, I've already said this, young 12, 13, 14, hormonal boys, a lot of young boys are really lost these days, right? They're feeling an odd combination of sensitivity, fear, sometimes fiercely venomous around what's going on, you know? I think you're a big helper.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, we have to use the tools that are being used. I mean, it's kind of hard to take a kid and say, hey, no more TV, no more music, because it's all not with good intent. And then they're just going to feel even weirder because all their friends are watching TV and movies and listening to music. But I feel like step one, awareness, like, hey guys, you know, what is this satanic symbol doing in this music video that's catered to kids, you know, like, or like, you know, let's look at your favorite artists and like, why does this artist say that they have multiple personalities? What does that mean? Like, just like starting a dialogue and just trying to just spread awareness about like what's going on with these, with our children's role models, because they're soaking it all in. Like just yesterday, there was a kid here at this, my friend's birthday gathering, and she literally recited word, like start to finish words of a rap song that she heard. And I was like, wow, did you like sit there and memorize the lyrics? And she's like, no, I just heard it a few times and it's all memorized. So I can only imagine all this stuff that's going into kids' minds and how it's impacting them. So yeah, just making sure that I can balance that. Like at least if not, if at least if kids, so we need to use these tools. We need to use, like, are any of the light workers and healers, you know, creating movies that are positive and inspirational that kids would want to watch? Like, I feel like we,
I don't know, because we went to see The Hobbit when it first came out and it was all blood and guts. I couldn't believe
even
it.
The Hobbit, really?
The Hobbit, yeah. I was horrified.
Oh no!
I closed my eyes and meditated through it because I couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear it. But here's the thing: is that you've already mentioned this before, but the amount of sensation put in these violent movies is very addictive. People are always on like a juice high from, you know what I mean. And I'm going, some of your, that rap piece, both those pieces that I mentioned, I only saw two of them. Gave me a hit of the chemical rush you get, because especially the rap one had its kind of color-wise and everything, the kind of violent flair that they're used to, even though it wasn't violent. I like that because I know it'll enter the world, their world, easier. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of us feel like we need some kind of like adrenaline causing experiences. Like a lot of the kids aren't able to just, you know, have fun just going for a walk in nature. Like they need to be on a skateboard, like, or on a, you know, just like getting some thrill from like, yeah, a lot of like ADD kids just need that extra boost of sensory experiences. And a lot of, and I can relate to, like, if I'm not doing something that's causing me to feel like super, if I'm not feeling super, super alive, I get super, super depressed.
I
need to make sure my life, you can get that too, right?
Yeah. So it's like the dopamine just, kind of thing, right?
The dopamine. So yeah. So just taking, just studying our chemical balances. And I find like doing yoga every morning really transforms my day. You know, working out every other day really creates a healthy, chemical balance in my body that, like it gets me away from depression. But, you know, again, are we teaching this to our kids, or are they just getting depressed and then we're giving them medications and that's it, you know?
Well, I know some, and they just drop into depression. And as a grandmother, I try to enter that world with my grandson. I don't know that many intimately, but I watch it over and over, and they talk suicide. They, you know, not my grandson so far, knock on wood, but the suicide thing has kind of gotten contagious too, because a lot of things feel
Yeah.
hopeless. Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell a lot of parents, if your kids aren't feeling depressed or are not feeling angry, that means there might be something wrong with them because they're very aware of what the world, like they're very well aware of what's going on in the world. And if they're not angry about it and if they're not depressed about it, that means they've just become desensitized to it. And so it's actually good that on some level they are angry and they are depressed
Yeah.
because that means they care. They care. They're aware of what's going on and they care about it. But the media makes us feel like we have, first of all, it makes it look like all the whole world's going to hell, which it's not covering all the good that's happening just to balance it out.
Right.
And then two, it makes us the way it's set up and designed in a way to make us feel helpless and powerless, like there's nothing we can do about it, which is by design. So we need to just remind ourselves that we're not here to solve all the world's problems, but if there's one thing that we're very passionate about and we just take care about that one thing, everyone else will play their part and we can transform the world.
But that's handing even these kids respect for their unique existence, isn't it? And I think that's very powerful.
Yeah.
I admire that. But also, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, what your infinite healing course, did you teach any young people that? I don't want to just emphasize young people, but they're kind of vulnerable these days, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that the other day where if someone, like if a kid's interested in something, in the old days, they would easily be mentored by someone. So if they were really into, I don't know, building homes, then they would get mentored by someone who knows how to build a home, like to be a carpenter, to be a jewelry maker, to be a fashion, like in fashion and music. You know, a
Yeah.
lot of kids go into the music industry and they start getting mentored for years and years and years. But for healing, I was wondering about that. I was like, how appealing is it for me to say, hey, kids, like, you know, you want to be a healer when you grow up? Well, like, you know, let me take you under my wing and like show you the ropes.
But I wonder about this, Tarek. What if they could really be taught to feel incredible movement inside themselves, and that it becomes quite, I suppose, a different kind of sensationalism? I think that could be A, be possible, but B, it might offset the whole drug thing and all that. I don't know. It's an idea.
Yeah, I mean, what came to me when you said that is there are a lot of so a middle point would be taking them to a yoga class, taking them to a meditation class, but there's this thing called Five Rhythms Dance. Have you been to one of those?
No, I've done them out of a book.
You've done them out of a book? Cool.
Rhythms is the dancing one. I was thinking about the five ancient exercise Chinese exercises, but I know what the five rhythms is, the music that I used to have for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like there are all these events all over the world where you go in and for 2 hours there's no talking. They're playing all sorts of world music and then it's healing through. So I feel like healing now, there's a million ways of doing it. You can heal through sound. You can heal through meditation, heal through yoga, heal through eating healthy, heal through you know, CrossFit is gotten big now. I feel like kids are finding the ice bath thing is getting like all over.
Ew,
So
that sounds awful.
yeah, it does sound awful, but apparently, like I think it's catered more to guys who are like, yeah, it has to be like extreme and like wild and crazy. So they do it and it works. So I feel there are all these shifts happening. And so these five rhythm dances, if you guys ever get a chance, like just Google five rhythm dance
Okay.
and take, you know, because it's like you see little babies all the way to like, you know, grandparents, and it's like everything in between. And it's like you go there and you can heal your emotions simply through movement,
Right. That's
you
wonderful.
know. And
I
a lot of
love
kids
that.
are into dance. I drive around my neighborhood, I see all these kids just like dancing everywhere. So through dance, through movement, I think for kids, healing will happen through, like what you said, being in their body, and dance is one way of doing it.
And feel the pulses and the rhythms
Sports,
moving through.
yeah.
Yeah, some of them don't
Yeah.
do. Yeah, I know exactly. I think that's very right. Also, I wondered if you, this is asking you if you, and you could say no, are you able to do an example healing for people who are listening?
Yeah, definitely. And I just remembered to answer your last question. I do offer a scholarship to anyone under 25 who's interested in taking a healing course to help people. Like I have my hypnotherapy, advanced spiritual hypnotherapy course coming up, and there's this lady who is under 25 and she wants to go help Syrian refugees. So I'm definitely going to give her the scholarship, and then she wants to go help them with the traumas they've experienced using spiritual hypnotherapy. So under 25, you want to help make a difference in the world, and you're interested in healing. Yeah, you're welcome to apply for that scholarship. And
That's one of your things,
like,
isn't it, to make a difference in the world?
for sure, yeah. I mean, like, as much, I really feel like it's not enough to have a good intention. I really feel like it's not enough just to say, hey, I have some gifts and I want to help the world be a better place. I really feel like it's a lot more than that. It's like, are you mastering social, like, it's weird, but it's like, are you mastering social media? Are you reaching as many people as you can? Are you doing your marketing? Like, it's so weird to think that in order to reach the most amount of people, like, we need to do those things. But guess what? Like, that's where everyone is. Everyone's on YouTube, everyone's on Facebook, everyone's on Instagram. So, and then it's like, you don't just do it for yourself, you do it for your audience. It's like, I didn't like Instagram at first, but it's like, hey, guess what? A lot of youth are on Instagram looking at pictures. So infiltrate that. Like, we gotta, it's like, we have to start thinking in a way where we're not just thinking about us, we're thinking about youth and kids and our
And
audience
waves of influence, yeah.
and ways of influence. So use that. A lot of people are like, oh, Facebook's overwhelming, I'm gonna pull out. And I get that. But how about using Facebook to, in a way that you put your gifts out there, you put your inspiration out there. So it's almost like there's a pool of water, and it's like 100% water. And let's say, the dark forces have like 80% of it, just like black water. And then, or like, let's not say black water, let's say, I don't know, polluted water. And then how much are we putting back into that water that is pure? And like, one drop of pure water is going to infiltrate like, 30% of that water. So, we just need to put in our energy into the collectives in any way we can, to spread our love and light. And just a hand, like, just a small percentage of us doing that will take over the whole ocean and make it pure again. But we need to be consistent. We need to think bigger. We need to play bigger. We need to use tools like social media and YouTube, and we need
Use
to
the
put out
tools that
content. Like,
exist, you're saying, yeah?
yeah, totally. It's all set up for us. It's so easy for us. So easy for one person to reach millions of people nowadays. With social media.
And your marketing is very good. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. People should
Thank
check your
you.
site, which is tarekbibi.com, which is pretty simple to remember, right?
Yeah. And one of the things that I've created too is a spiritual marketing program called Earn 5,000 a Month, and it teaches people to reach as many people as possible, make a bigger difference while experiencing financial abundance, doing the thing that they love from their gifts, talents, and abilities.
How long is the program?
I believe it's 10 modules, and you can listen to a module a week, so not too long.
Oh, okay. So you get MP3s?
Yeah, it's 10 MP3s and a few Q&A calls at the end as bonuses. And the last person that took it, I mean, it's called Earn 5,000. I wanted to call it Earn 10,000 a month, but I didn't want to scare people off and make them feel like, whoa, that's such a big number. But really, it's, you can make whatever you want using the things I share. And the last person that took it was a massage therapist, and she was not getting as much, many clients, and making as much money as she wanted. And then I think she was a few modules into it, like three, four modules into it, and she's like, Tark, I made my 5,000 this month, and I'm fully booked for the whole next month. And all the people who finished the old packages are renewing their packages. So,
Wow, good job.
Imagine everyone in our communities who had a gift, had a talent, had a passion, is only doing that and is thriving doing that. I really feel the new hero are entrepreneurs. Like we're able to give back. We're able to fund projects that are meaningful. We're able to be philanthropists. We're able to reach so many people. Like I feel like we need to step up in that direction and like
I love that concept. Nobody talks about that from my perspective, but I'm like, I would like to make a big contribution in the world too. Many of us would, and the world needs it, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to conclude that by saying we need to stop thinking of ourselves only. A lot of people that I talk to say, I don't want to make that much money. I'm good to live off of this little. But that's just you thinking about yourself. And we don't necessarily need to make more money or reach more people or make a bigger, play a bigger game just for ourselves, because we need to think about the whole planet.
Because we empower people to feel it's worth it to go and help if it can grow success on that level. Yeah.
If we're 1,000 people,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we're 1,000 people on this call and we all say, hey, I don't need that much to survive, we're only thinking about ourselves. But let's say the 1,000 people on this call then decide, okay, I'm going to, become a millionaire in the next 2-3 years, which is very doable. There's actually a formula for it. Like people can just follow the formula and learn it and become it. And then 1,000 millionaires give back, let's say 10, 20, 30, 40% of the money. Well, let's even challenge that and say, hey, if you were happy only making, I don't know, 5,000 a month or 2,000 a month, and now you're a millionaire and you said you didn't want that money, well, take that 95% of the millions that you made and give it back to the causes you care about, and we'll totally create ripple effects all over.
Oh, I think that's brilliant. Wow, that's a really unique approach. So so if you do your infinite healing for us, are we all going to feel it?
Yeah.
So I'm not rushing you, but I'm rushing you because I want to make sure we get a little bit of it before.
And actually, I do have a healing call in a few minutes, so I'll definitely
Okay, if we call you out, we'll put you on the end singing a rap.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So here we go. So I invite everyone to close their eyes. We're activating the infinity healing. If you'd like to receive that, just say yes.
Yes.
And we're setting the intention that your higher self integrates into this healing what it knows is best. Would you like an infinity healing to fully align with your passion, purpose, with your gifts, talents, and abilities? If you'd like that, just say yes.
Yes.
To clear what's stopping you from sharing it to the fullest.
Yes, yes, yes.
To experience infinite financial freedom, abundance, empowerment from your gifts, talents, and abilities.
Yes.
And to fully align with your soul friends, soul family, soul mates, your soul tribe, experience the best relationship you can with yourself, with your family, with Mother Earth, and with Source God Universe. Would you like that?
Yes.
All right. And so to take back all your power and to experience freedom on all levels, to be sovereign, to be spiritually empowered and spiritually free. Would you like that?
Yes, indeed.
And for the universe to use you as an instrument of its will to spread love in any and all opportunities available, so you can make the biggest difference while having so much fun. Would you like that?
Yes.
And to break free from any contracts or agreements that no longer serve your highest good. Would you like that?
Yes.
Beautiful. And so it is.
Well, bless your heart, Tarek Beebe. I've really enjoyed you. And we'll stay in touch with your amazing products.
Would love that, Veronica. So, you guys are more than welcome to check out the YouTube videos. There's over 150 YouTube videos. We're putting one a week for the music and one a week for the healing. Best way to keep in touch would be through my website.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for
All
your
right. Love you
time. Thank
guys.
you for your
You're
heart.
welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.